Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Both hailing from parts unknown at a combined weight of 501 pounds, they are the Morning Rush Hour World Tag Team Champions. They have no fear, no back down, just a couple of gutsy guys. No one will take those MRH World Tag titles from these men. It's Taz, it's the Moose, illustrious champions, right here every day on CBS Sports Radio.
You know it's every day, Moose and Taz be picking away. Talking about every sport, you know that they never missing a play. From the NBA to the NFL, the college games, they always bringing the knowledge, nobody ever could try to go stop it. Only be talking the truth, only be talking the truth, ayy.
Yes, sir, indeed. Taz and the Moose with you on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. And let's hit the guest line right now. Talk a little NBA. Free agency in full bloom last night, exploded on the sports scene. Mitch Lawrence joins us. Sirius XM NBA radio host, sporting news, NBA reporter, does a fantastic job. Joined us before. Good morning, Mitch. How are you, bud?
I'm in shell shock, like everybody else.
Yeah, I mean,
how insane of a day was yesterday? I mean, really, well, talk about it.
I've been doing free agency in the NBA since a long time, been covering the league since about 1987,
right.
And I've never seen anything at all like what happened yesterday. And I was saying this, you know, when we were all looking at the Kevin Durant situation before yesterday, and I was thinking, and I might have said this on Sirius, I've been on a lot, I don't know what can't remember everything.
Losing track, said, right? Yeah, no, losing track.
But I'm thinking, if they get Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, it's got to be the greatest free agent haul in history. And people like that I talked to were like, well, wait a minute, what about Miami with LeBron and Bosh and right. Wade? And I said, well, you know, that's an organization that had won a title. That's an organization that had a Dwayne Wade, a Finals MVP. That's an organization that was run by Pat Riley. I still put this one above it because what have the Nets done in their NBA history? They've gone to two finals, but they've never had a haul like this. And to me, when you look at that, you take that into consideration, just the franchise, the struggles that they've had, what they did in New Jersey. Yeah, they went to a couple finals with Jason Kidd, but have they ever landed a – never won a title. Have they ever landed a marquee free agent? No, and to get – two yesterday, and I know Kevin Durant's injured, and we're going to have to find out what he's all about in another, you know, after a year that he's off. I still think this has to be the greatest haul in free agent history. I remember years ago, guys, it was back around Tracy McGrady, Grant Hill, and they were thinking, Orlando was thinking they'd also get Tim Duncan in a big three down there back around, was it 2000 or something?
Yeah.
I can't even remember. And, you know, they happened to get Hill and they happened to get McGrady, but they didn't get Duncan. That would have rivaled it, obviously. But I can't, I mean, the Brooklyn, what happened yesterday in terms of Brooklyn, I don't think we've ever seen before in the NBA.
No, it's amazing. You know, Mitch, Taz and I were talking about in the first hour. When did it change, though? When did it go from the Knicks being the apple of Irving and Durant's eyes to, and I don't believe the report that the Knicks weren't willing to offer a max deal, but Durant and Irving, when it always seemed to be for the last 6 to 8 months, it was always Madison Square Garden, the Knicks. When did it change for them to go from Madison Square Garden to the Barclays Center?
I think that's a question we'll have to ask those guys right at the press conference. I don't know. And I know that James Dolan came out, what was it, in March and said, we're going to have a very successful offseason.
Right.
And, you know, after that, I don't know what happened. And you know what? We don't know a lot about what – I mean, that stuff's going to start coming out, obviously. But I agree with you. That whole storyline that they didn't offer the max, this is a team that I'm sure James Dolan, and I said this in the run-up, he was at the front of the line to go get a Kevin Durant and whatever it would take, because he looks at Kevin Durant as a gold mine. MSG ratings are down. Madison Square Garden, you bring in a Kevin Durant, he has to sit out a year. That brand explodes again, the next name.
Of course, yeah.
Come on. I mean, I'm not buying that in the least. He would have Kevin Durant gladly. You know, when was the last time, and I'll give you the answer right now, the answer is never. A guy like Kevin Durant, who's one of the top players in the sport, who's going to go down as one of the top players in the history of sport, those guys never want to come to New York and play. At one point, this guy actually did.
Right.
So, of course.
Right.
That's the big thing, you know, when LeBron was a free agent, when Kobe was a free agent, those guys never, they might have given, like, LeBron gave the Knicks a meeting. They weren't going to come. We all knew they weren't coming. At one point, Kevin Durant honestly wanted to come to play for the Knicks. He was thinking about that seriously. So you have, between that and James Dolan, we know that he's about stars. He's about celebrities in the Garden. Of course he's going to want Kevin Durant. When that all changed for Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, I do not know. But, you know, what we did know for now the longest time now is that Kyrie Irving wasn't big on the Knicks. He was bigger on the Knicks because he had grown up rooting for the Nets. And so, you know what, that's just something that the Knicks couldn't overcome that. The Kevin Durant thing is perplexing, though, because for him to go to Brooklyn over the Knicks, wow, that's just a major move that kind of goes all against conventional wisdom. But at the same time, guys, here's what it tells you. The culture of the Brooklyn Nets versus the Knicks, it's not even a comparison. I mean, what Brooklyn has done under Sean Marks, under the ownership that has taken a beating in the past, under Kenny Atkinson, what they've done there over the last couple of years to revive that team that was dead only like 3-4 years ago, that's an amazing sports story.
Absolutely. You listen to Taz and the Moose. Our special guest is Mitch Lawrence, SiriusXM NBA radio host, sporting news, and NBA reporter. So just to stick to that for a second, Mitch, about the Knicks real quick, I want to ask you, Moose and I were talking earlier about, and I brought it up, like, and I want to get your opinion. Do you feel like the allure, you know, that there was always that big attraction, no matter if you're from New York or not, or just an NBA fan, of Madison Square Garden, the world's most famous arena, right in the middle of Midtown Manhattan, right near Times Square. It's the Knicks, the storied friend. Do you think that whole Garden allure thing is kind of gone?
It was fiction to begin with. I mean, like I said, you know, the big free agent who came to New York was Amari Stoudemire, because the Knicks panicked after they didn't get LeBron James and they overpaid for a guy who everybody knew he was going to have future knee problems, but the Knicks gave him a fully guaranteed 5-year deal. I mean, you know, when you want to talk about this is the Mecca, this is the place everybody wants to play, well, obviously, look at all the guys who don't want to play, especially the big movers and shakers, the guys who move the needle on the NBA landscape, whether it's LeBron, like I mentioned, Kobe Bryant. Name your basic all-NBA players over the last few years who have turned free agents. Knicks don't even, I mean, it got to a point now, guys, where the Knicks can't even get meetings with these players, right? They didn't get a meeting with Kevin Durant a couple of years ago.
Right.
I mean, and for them to get a meeting, hey, here's the other great thing about, I mean, it's not great for the Knicks fans. They couldn't even get meetings now with these guys.
Yeah.
No. I mean, that's really tells you that it hasn't been the Mecca. It hasn't been the Mecca for the longest time. And in free agency, it's never been the Mecca. When has it ever been the Mecca? When they got Amari Stoudemire? And now yesterday, here's what the Knicks do. They go out and they get three power forwards, which makes absolutely no sense. And as Moose, I tweeted this earlier. I said, yeah, they get the three power forwards. And as even James Dolan will tell you, none is as good as Charles Oakley.
That's a good line, Mitch.
Rimshot, right?
I got you.
That's exactly right. All right, let's run around the league a little bit. You know, aside from Brooklyn, who are the big winners on free agency night, let's start here. Let's go up to Boston. For the Celtic fan that Kyrie didn't like Boston, you know, grew tired of Kyrie. What about Kemba Walker now in that sign-and-trade deal? Rozier is now a member of the Hornets down in Charlotte. Kemba Walker is now a Boston Celtic. How about Kemba fitting in with that young crew up there in Beantown?
Could he be worse than Kyrie?
No, he can't be worse than Kyrie.
He can't be worse, but you know what? He's going to be a lot better.
He will be.
Because one of his hallmarks so far, and he's not Kyrie Irving in terms of being a basketball player, but one of his hallmarks in Charlotte was that he is great in the locker room and a tremendous teammate. And I'm telling you right now, Celtic fans are going to sign up for that. They, if they know anything about Kemba Walker, you know that. And they're familiar with the guy because he played at UConn, right? Led him to a national title. But in terms of his NBA career, he has been a tremendous asset in some trying times in Charlotte. Got a lot of losing down there. And has always kept a positive attitude. You never hear a bad thing about him. So that's an upgrade over Kyrie. Kyrie was an absolute disaster. And so I think for Boston fans, they're going to love this. Because, yeah, the Kyrie thing obviously blew up in their face. I was all for it when they made that trade. And I talked about it and I tweeted at the time. He was a tremendous, you know, Kyrie, there's no question about his basketball talent and his ability to score and get to the basket. He's a tremendous offensive player. We know that. He has other problems, especially when he's cast as a leader and he's cast as a number one option. So, you know what? It's not, Kemba's not as good. Don't get me wrong. But I think Boston's going to really do very well with him. And he should be, look, he gets himself out of Charlotte, which is a nowhere place. I mean, that's no man's land in the NBA, right?
Yeah.
They're never terrible. No, you know, the thing that killed that team a few years ago, because I don't know if you remember, they were supposed to have the worst record in the NBA. They're supposed to have the number one overall pick. They ended up with Michael Kidd-Gilchrist because they finished second, and Anthony Davis was the guy they were supposed to get.
Yep.
He went number one. So I think for Boston, it's a great move. And for Charlotte, hey, Terry Rozier's coming off an awful season in Boston because Kyrie was ahead of him, and it was not the same as it was a couple of years ago when he had that great playoff run. And so he's got a lot of proving to do for Michael Jordan, but that's still a dead franchise.
Mitch, let me ask you, man, about the Warriors. So the backcourt, yeah. You know, I think the backcourt of D'Angelo Russell and Steph Curry now, you think it'll work with Golden State?
Yeah, everybody's talking about it's a risk. I don't think it's a risk at all. Mm. I love D'Angelo Russell and his talent, and last year he came on and he matured, and he's in a great – I mean, look, it's not the same as playing, you know, joining Kevin Durant, but you're going to be playing, obviously, with Draymond Green. You're going to be playing with Steph Curry, no more Andre Iguodala. So I think it's a bold move by the Warriors. But look, they had to do something because you lost Kevin Durant, but you're not going to have Klay Thompson for the bulk of next season. So you put D'Angelo Russell with Steph Curry. I think that's a great move. They're still, to me, a playoff team. I'm not going to count them out of that. Now, obviously, they're not the super team we once saw over the last few years. So they take a step back. Anytime you lose a Kevin Durant, I mean, the guy's in his prime and they lost him. That is a very, very tough loss for Golden State. Who knows? They may not win another title ever again. We'll see.
No, we'll see. You're right about that. But Russell certainly is a talent. Now, smallish backcourt, but they're going to be good offensively. We'll see where they are defensively. How about Philadelphia, Mitch? Now, you look at it, Jimmy Butler. We'll get to his move to Miami here momentarily. But given Tobias Harris the max at five for $180, and then bringing in Al Horford, who's a very good veteran presence, and also Josh Richardson, that sign-and-trade deal. What about the 76ers here on this Monday morning?
Well, you probably noticed, but Al Horford's been Joel Embiid's kryptonite, right, over the last few years.
Yeah,
so that's going to be great. And everybody loves Al Horford. I think the crazy thing about the run-up to free agency was Al Horford walked away from $30 million. And we've got all these great reporters out there, headed by the great Woj, of course, and other guys who spend, you know, 24/7 telling you where people are going. Nobody knew where Al Horford was going. I thought it was like one of the greatest kept secrets. And for Philadelphia to come away with him, locker room wise, veteran wise, I mean, the guy he's going to be tremendous with Embiid and Simmons. You mentioned Tobias Harris. That's an overpay. Tobias Harris is not a max player. Good for him. Don't get me wrong. But he's a third, fourth. Yeah, on a championship contender, he's probably your third best player, maybe your fourth best player. We'll see about that. But obviously, they had to do that. And they lost J.J. Redick, which is a loss, no doubt about it. Here's my problem with Philadelphia, guys. Point guard-wise, still a problem. Shooting-wise, still a problem. Joel Embiid, still unreliable. Ben Simmons, do you think, are you sitting there now saying to yourself, yeah, you know what, after the summer's over and we see the Sixers come out for the preseason, I expect to see Ben Simmons be able to make a 10-foot jump shot.
That would be nice.
Yeah,
it would
be great.
Guess what? Nobody's expecting that.
No, I know.
They still, for the two main players, they still have major problems with the two main players. But considering, and you know what, the loss of Jimmy Butler, I don't think he was a good fit. You know, when all is said and done about last year, they still got knocked out in the second round, right? I mean, it took them to a game seven, miracle shot by Kawhi. They really didn't improve that much with Jimmy Butler. So now Jimmy Butler goes to Miami, and it's like this could be for, you know, I'm glad to see Pat Riley's back. Somehow Pat Riley resurfaced after being out of the league. I think he's been out of the league since he lost the run in 2014. So he's finally back, and that's great. But what's there around him? And I see that the Dragic trade fell apart. That is going to be revived, from my understanding. Miami wants to make it work. Philadelphia wants to make it work. I don't know what the hell Mark Cuban's doing in Dallas. They always talk big plans about we're going to have meetings with this guy, that guy. I heard they were going to have a meeting with Kevin Durant, Kawhi. That's for Maverick fans, it has to be kind of as frustrating as for Knicks fans, maybe not as quite. But I don't know. They should have Goran Dragic there because he's very good friends with Luka Doncic, their teammates and roommates on the Slovenian national team. So if I were Dallas, I'd try to get that deal done still.
Hey, Mitch, let me ask you, let's go down to New Orleans real quick here with the Pelicans. Yes. Let's talk about the job. David Griffin, I mean, he's done here with the offseason additions. You know, obviously yesterday with J.J. Redick coming from the Sixers, and obviously the big rook, you know, the big kid out of Duke, you know, and Zion Williams from the draft. But then Ingram and Josh Hart, they got Lonzo Ball. Talk about the job that this guy Griffin's done, man, and relationship he's built with players.
Well, look, it goes back to he came into a very tough situation. He came into a situation where he had to trade Anthony Davis. Got to remember that. And he did a hell of a job there.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say he fleeced the Lakers because he still lost Anthony Davis. And I don't think anybody who they got in that trade will be as good as Anthony Davis going forward. The guys they got aren't as good as Anthony Davis. And I'm tempted to say, and I would bet you that whoever they draft in the future won't be as good as Anthony Davis. But they knew that they couldn't keep Anthony Davis, so they got a lot of assets for him. And Griffin's done a great job.
Let me interrupt you, Mitch. But that's the thing. If the guy don't want to be there, right, and AD, then
he didn't want to be there.
Right? Who wants him? You know what I mean? At that point, what are you going to do? You know?
Well, you have to. You have the gun to your. You know, the gun is put to your head by Clutch Sports LeBron James. So he did a great job. Well, all I'm telling you is, when people are just, boy, he got this draft pick and that draft pick. Let's just remember, they lost Anthony Davis.
I got you. Okay.
And that's serious. And that is a tough guy to replace, as Griff would tell you. But considering that, I think they've done a great job. J.J. Redick's going to help in that locker room.
Right.
He, of course, is another Duke guy, which is, you know, very important maybe for Zion. But then there's some, you know, the Derek Favors move is good. I don't think I look at what David Griffin has done, and I already have given him executives of the year for this coming season, and we haven't even played a Vegas game yet, a summer league game.
No, true. You're right about that. Mitch, to Kawhi here, first and foremost, I mean, are you surprised at how, before we get to Leonard, you know, are you surprised? Listen, it was great that they launched on June 30th at 6 o'clock last night Eastern time, right? Are you surprised about how heavy the movement was in the first 8 hours of NBA free agency?
Well, at 5:48, I sent out a tweet saying, NBA free agency officially starts in, you know, 10 minutes. I'm dying to see where everybody's going to go because there's been no tampering so far. I mean, by that time, guys, we knew everything. This is a bad look for the NBA. I mean, all these deals were done weeks, days, weeks, maybe months in advance. So, look, the Kawhi Leonard thing was interesting. I guess he's on a load management day yesterday. Is that what happened?
Yeah, I think it is.
but you know, he's still, I mean, this is the thing. It's like if the Clippers don't get him, they've sat here now, and okay, they brought back Patrick Beverley, but what else has happened for the Clippers? I mean, this is going to be pretty bad because everybody seems to be off the board. And I still can't believe that Kawhi Leonard, who has played in San Antonio, before things went bad, I'm talking about, he plays in San Antonio, which is an organization where everything is done professionally and everything is done in terms of there's no craziness. There's no chaos. There's no dysfunction. Then he goes to Toronto. And last year, there was no craziness, dysfunction, or nuttiness involving the organization. And now he's taking a meeting with the team, and that's all they're all about. I know they have LeBron. They have Anthony Davis. Just think about how the team is run. I mean, it's unbelievable. The Lakers have almost blundered their way into Kawhi Leonard if they get him.
Yeah,
by the way, if they get Kawhi Leonard, I'm tempted to say that might be the greatest free agent haul, even better than Brooklyn, because now you've got the super team of all super teams because you'll have Kawhi Leonard, LeBron James, and Anthony Davis, which to me trumps everything that happened in Brooklyn.
It does. I hope he doesn't end up with the Lakers. I really don't. I mean, it would be great for him to stay in Toronto.
I just don't know how it makes sense for Kawhi. I mean, first of all, you have to go in there knowing that LeBron, even though he's on the decline, he still dominates the locker room. He dominates everything. He sucks the air out of the room. And
he's the type A. He's the guy. He's the star.
Who's to say that LeBron is going to all of a sudden, you know, defer and give way to another great player, another finals MVP, another champion? You know, Anthony Davis is a guy who comes in with no playoff resume, so that's not the guy you worry about. You worry about Kawhi. And I just think that if Kawhi's going to go back to Southern California and leave Toronto, and that would be bad. It'd be like a horrendous day for the Canadians up there, our friends in Toronto, obviously. But it's almost like I'm thinking he should go to the Clippers. It'd be a much better fit for him. Look at the organization that is run beautifully too so far. No, they haven't made any big strides yet, but they obviously need a star player. The Lakers are just a mess. And so the Lakers, if they actually get Kawhi Leonard, you'll shake your head and you'll go, nobody's going to use this blueprint in the future to build a championship team with all the chaos and nonsense that goes on.
No, Mitch, I'm gonna just say something. Like Moose said something here the other day. We were talking about Kawhi and potentially, this was late last week, potentially going to the Lakers and stuff. And I don't want to take words out of Moose's mouth, but I'll just say, just so you know. And he made a good point. Like Kawhi, like, so LeBron James right now in this point in their careers, LeBron James kind of needs Kawhi more than Kawhi needs LeBron.
Moose stole my line.
Oh!
There you go.
Here's what I'll say. Great mind. Great. You're absolutely right. He does. I mean, LeBron, at this stage, he's coming off an injury. I mean, this is the worst season he's had in terms of the injuries. He's never been knocked out of an NBA season. He missed, 18 games or so because of that groin deal. And now, he definitely needs. I mean, look, for him getting Anthony Davis, that's arguably the greatest teammate he's ever had, with all due respect to a Dwayne Wade. You can make that argument, Anthony Davis, talent-wise.
Right.
But he still needs a lot more. And by the way, when they get Kawhi, they'll fill out their team with guys like J.R. Smith. And there'll be people online to take the minimum to go play with those guys. But I just don't know how it all works for Kawhi. And the thing here, too, is we have to remember, I'm saying this stuff about how Kawhi should look at. This guy's impossible to read. He's absolutely impossible. So you don't know. He might be actually thinking, this is where I wanted to go along. Don't forget, last year when it became apparent that he was telling the Spurs, you got to get me out of here, what did they do? They basically told everybody, we're not trading him to the Lakers. Forget the Lakers. Greg Popovich was never going to trade him to the Lakers. That's because there was the word that Kawhi wanted to go to the Lakers. So maybe he still wants to go there, and wouldn't that be a surprise?
Oh, it would be. I mean, listen, when do you think, final one for you, Mitch, I know it's a difficult situation to read. Do you think we're looking at 3-4 days here before Kawhi makes his decision? How long do you think before Leonard makes the call where he's going?
Boy. That's a great question. I tell you what, I have no idea of knowing. All I know is we know it's just down to three teams. We know he's going to have meetings with everybody. And I hope it happens today. It would be the greatest, 48 hours, 24, 48, whatever it is. I've lost track of time here. But if he makes his decision by tonight at 6 o'clock, this will go down as the greatest free agency period in the history of the NBA.
Oh, really will. Hey, Mitch, great job. We really appreciate it, man. Thanks for getting up early and giving us a couple of minutes, and we'll chat again.
Appreciate it, Mitch. Thanks, man.
I've been up for hours. Take it easy, guys.
Take care, bud.
Mitch Lawrence.
He's ready to go.
I mean, those NBA guys, and Mitch is great.
Oh, he is.
It's interesting. A lot to get into in terms of the fallout. It'll be interesting with Leonard here, Taz, how long he does take, and, you know, the Clippers, the Lakers, and Toronto's got no one else to wait for. I mean, they're just waiting for him to make his choice, because if he makes his choice and goes back to Toronto, they're back at the top in the Eastern Conference. If he goes someplace else, they significantly drop off and everyone goes above. And then you look at the Clippers and the Lakers, Los Angeles, that's their big chip.
So it's going to see. I mean, and if you're Kawhi, there's no rush for you. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
no.
He's in the catbird seat, right? He's in control.
He is in control. We'll see how long it takes him to make his choice about where he's going to go. We know it's down to three teams. Clippers and Lakers out in Los Angeles are returning to the Toronto Raptors, the defending NBA champ.
Quick side note as we go to break. I believe today is Canada Day.
You're right.
So there you go. So maybe Yeah, hey, you see where I'm going. Kawhi, like, even though he's not Canadian, he's from California, he might be like, yo, you know what? It's Canada Day. I'll just stay here with the Raptors. Maybe.
Raptors, it'd be the greatest Canada Day ever.
It would be.
It's Taz and the Moose with you on this Monday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
Just a quick follow-up on that last statement we just heard off the air, Moose, from AB here. We have space here. We're here every day.
We are here.
Yes, that's it.
Yes. Tomorrow night at 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific, the WNBA tips off on CBS Sports Network.
Oh, yeah.
With the Atlanta Dream going head-to-head with the Minnesota Lynx, only on the 24-hour home of CBS Sports.
Just put out a little inside baseball there for, for all people here. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? That last comment, I mean.
Yeah. That's it. Right.
Just following
if you
up
want
on
to DM
comment.
Me, I can give you all the details in private on Twitter.
What the hell? I got your phone
at
number.
Andrew. Oh, no. Yeah. It was the audience.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Oh, do you have your DMs open so fans can just...
Yeah, I mean, nobody wants to talk to me, so there's it's safe.
He keeps his DM open. No one's DMing him.
Yeah, I keep my computer open.
Yeah.
Anyone!
Somebody!
What's
one
going
person
on?
Hit on me. On
look who just
media.
Walked in here. Yeah.
Just walked in. Andrew. All the information.
All right, take it away.
It's all sponsored by Wrangler Outdoor. Pants and shirts made with durable fabrics, moisture management, and UPF 30 protection. Wrangler Outdoor. Clothing with outdoor credibility and everyday versatility. Try them on today. It is not just NBA free agency today. The NHL opens for business at noon Eastern. Winger Artemi Panarin is the Kevin Durant and Kawhi Leonard all rolled into one on ice.
Yes.
Most speculation has Panarin teaming up with goaltender Sergei Bobrovsky, so let's call him Kyrie Irving on skates, with the Florida Panthers. But the Columbus Blue Jackets reportedly made a late night, last second push to keep Panarin. That offer is said to be 8 years and $12 million annually. Meanwhile, the Predators expected to win the Matt Duchene sweepstakes, 7 years and $56 million, and the Stars reportedly adding veteran forwards Joe Pavelski and Corey Perry. Now the NBA, the Sixers and Heat finalizing a sign-and-trade for Jimmy Butler. He'll get $142 million over 4 seasons in South Beach. The deal includes Josh Richardson going to Philly. At one point, the Mavericks were involved, getting veteran guard Goran Dragic from the Heat, but that fell through. While losing Butler, the Sixers have re-signed Tobias Harris and paid Al Horford 4 years and $109 million. The Warriors and Nets doing a sign-and-trade with Kevin Durant landing in Brooklyn and D'Angelo Russell helping replace him with Golden State. The Nets also adding Garrett Temple, DeAndre Jordan, and Kyrie Irving. The Warriors, meanwhile, have re-signed Klay Thompson, 5 years and $190 mil. The Jazz adding Bogdan Bojanovic and Ed Davis, now expected to deal Derek Favors to the Pelicans, who have signed J.J. Redick. The Bucks been busy re-signing Chris Middleton and Brooke Lopez, adding Robin Lopez, and trading Malcolm Brogdon to the Pacers for a first-round pick and 2 second-rounders. Brogdon then signs for 4 years and $85 million.
That's a big loss for Milwaukee. Brogdon was a good player for them.
Yeah, but I guess, I mean, Mike would know more about this, but they had to do something. Somebody had to leave there.
No, I get it. I get it. But he's going to be a difficult guy. He was probably the third best player on the team last year. I mean, he was a really good player. He's going to be a good asset for Indiana.
No doubt. And, like, the Middleton contract is a max deal for, like, 170-something. I know people are already prepared for him to not live up to that.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, the way that things work, like, that's just what he has to... what he has to get to keep him, and
well,
you want to keep
it.
Him.
Well, right. I mean, the best way to phrase it is Middleton was worth max money to Milwaukee and nobody else.
Right. And he gets it.
Yeah, and he gets it because to them, he's worth it. Their window now is open. I mean, it's just, it's amazing. I mean, and you look at what Milwaukee is, but they got to replace Brogdon's production, which is going to be difficult to do.
Same thing for Damian Lillard in Portland. It's a 4-year extension for him, $196 million total. Veteran point guard Ricky Rubio signs on with the Suns. Not mentioned yet is Kawhi Leonard. He stayed on the sidelines yesterday, still scheduled to meet with the Lakers, the Clippers, and the Raptors. All of those signings, by the way, and the trades must wait until Saturday to become official. The Mets snapped their seven-game skid last night, 8-5 over the Braves. New York scored four times in the eighth, two RBI apiece from brand-new All-Stars Pete Alonso and Jeff McNeil. Astro pitchers Justin Verlander, Gerrit Cole, and Ryan Pressly among the others picked yesterday for next week's game in Cleveland. That gives Houston the most reps this summer with six. Verlander is the oldest All-Star at 36 years and 130 days. Braves outfielder Ronald Acuna Jr. is the youngest at 21 years and 194 days. U.S. men's soccer fought off Curacao last night 1-0 in their Gold Cup quarterfinal in Philly. The lone goal from Christian Pulisic to Weston McKennie in the 25th minute. Up next is Jamaica in the semifinals on Wednesday. Where do we go now? Please jump in here all you want.
By the way, yeah, I know you're scrambling.
I lost my script. I lost my script for a second.
Now how about this, Moose? I predicted the score on Friday of France versus USA women's soccer.
You did. You're right. I had 3-1. You had 2-1.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. You came out first with the 3-1. I thought about it. I said 2-1. I wasn't correct on who I thought would score the winning goal, but I did, basically call it. And a lot of people that listen to our show
noticed.
Kind enough to tweet me. Yeah, that was really kind.
Yeah.
Except the show account didn't tweet about it, but that's a whole other
story.
Yes, but anyway, so the social media team, I guess, is off on
good job, Taz.
Oh, yeah, 9:01 on Friday. Out they go.
Thanks,
incredible.
Well done. Thanks, Pete.
Incredible work.
And Mike, thank you.
Incredible
You're welcome.
Work.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, well I see the social media team leave en masse about 9:15 on Friday morning.
I mean 8:15.
No, they might start working at 8:15, but at 9:15 they physically leave the building. Yeah.
So anyway, I just want to thank everybody out there who tweeted me about it and who played along. Okay.
Yeah, you had a 2-1 final, right? Goal late by the United States to win it.
Yeah. Called us. I was locked in. Yeah. You able to watch? I know you were working. You were busy.
I was listening on the radio.
Yeah. How's the soccer radio?
Really?
I never listened on the radio.
I was listening on Fox Radio.
How was it?
It was
a follow pretty good, right? I've never done that.
It's just the TV broadcast. They just put on satellite.
That's cool.
So, yeah.
Right.
So they're good. I mean, they're good. You obviously can't follow it like that, but you get a little bit of a vibe and a feel about what's going on. But yes, congrats. 2-1 final.
Can't wait for tomorrow. We should watch it together. What do you guys want to do tomorrow? You want to go to Taz's house?
Yeah, we could do a...
No.
Okay, so no.
No.
Look at this. Boots again. Busy.
Yeah, you got yogurt on you. Well, you should take your time eating.
It's on your hand, too. Dude. What are you doing
it's like
over
I'm
there?
I'm 6 years old, bro.
Seriously.
Yeah. This has been happening
the
lately.
Yogurt's not going to run from you.
Are my updates that good that you're like
pounding like you're trying to kill a live animal. The yogurt's still sitting there in the cup. You can take your time eating it.
That's not nice.
Yogurt?
No, it is yogurt. Stop.
I get a bird attack?
That's what it looks like.
It does.
It's not like I'm not wearing an expensive shirt or nothing like that. Yeah, it's not like...
Oh, here you go.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, I
know. You only wear the finest Italian silk.
I'm not saying I'm a big fan.
It's yogurt repellent. Right. You're fine.
I'm just saying. Normally, I would wear an old T-shirt.
Yes, I know.
No, I'm not. I'm wearing something with a horse on it.
You going somewhere special today?
No, just...
Maybe you should wear a smock.
Mm. I should wear the stuff the barber puts on.
Yeah, you should wear walking with a smock to
That's
cover
my
yourself.
Barber, Mariano.
Nice.
That's his name.
Very cool.
The problem is every time I get a haircut, I think of freaking the Yankees,
Mariano, the great Mariano.
I'm not kidding. Rivera. That's what I think of every time I see this guy. And he's from the DR.
Nice.
Rivera's from the DR, right? Mariano, the real
Panama, right?
My bad.
Yeah.
My bad. I'm sorry. I made a mistake. I didn't realize.
My bads are out the window.
Anyway, are we done here? With
I'm done. Why not? I'll see you in an hour. Love
you
guys.
All right, take care. Great job.
Can I get you a napkin or anything?
No,
you good?
No, he's
sweating that.
He's
cleaned himself up.
Pete, help your friend.
That's it.
He's wiped himself down.
I've wiped myself down.
The custom shirts in the mail.
No, we're good here. We're okay, Moose. We're okay. It's not that obvious, right?
No, you cleaned it off. You'll just put in this washing.
No, that's right.
Put in the washing machine.
Yeah, no, I'll take care of it. Yeah, I know you got to get a stain remover.
It's a little yogurt.
You put the stain remover on first. I don't do that. I have someone who helps our family with this. With our laundry.
Case anyone has never washed a piece of laundry in their life.
No, because
you get
the thing
spray,
is...
spray.
Right, that a boy. See, you know the deal. You
I understand. Spray
on well, some people don't know.
Well, shout.
Yeah, look at you. You're dropping knowledge. I love it.
Correct, yes.
You don't just know sports, huh? You know laundry.
Yes, I do know. Yes.
You've done your share of laundry.
It's sports and laundry. They're my top two things. That's my selling point.
You might be onto something. That's my pretty good podcast right there.
Yeah, sports and laundry.
and ponies.
Yeah, sports, laundry, and ponies.
Laundry, and ponies.
Right.
Starring Mark
Bruce. We're in the spin cycle. Let's get into the fifth at Belmont today.
Well, hold on. The spin cycle could be a segment.
I could be.
Look at that.
Look at that.
We actually had that. When I was in TNA, there was a segment they had on a TV show called Spin Cycle. But who remembers that? Nobody. Pete does, actually.
I kind of remember.
Yeah, there was a segment called... It was like an interview thing on TNA. You remember
on TNA. Yeah, yeah.
And they used to have one of the hosts, this guy Jeremy Borash, real good. And he would do like just a... on-set interview with wrestlers, and they called it the spin cycle. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. So,
well, Bill O'Reilly had the Spin Zone on
Spin
Fox.
Zone? Oh, I didn't know
right?
that.
The No Spin Zone.
Oh, spin No zone. Spin Zone.
Yeah.
No Spin Zone.
The I was a big Bilotti household. Loved that.
Oh, really?
Every night.
On the favorites list.
Oh, yeah, that was.
They'll sit around and watch it.
Pete Bilotti Sr. locked in every night.
Really? Interesting.
Yes. DVR'd it.
Yeah.
And watched the replay.
That's funny.
He made himself a lot of money. You go out to Montauk, you can see the O'Reilly Mansion. It is It is some house out there, I'll tell you that.
You've seen he's got the mansion out there? Oh, I know he's out there. I know it's that big. Really,
like a block.
Oh, my God.
Is he really? Yeah.
He is. He's got some house out there. 855-212-4227 is your number to call. It's Taz and the Moose with you. We'll get into Jimmy Butler, now a member of the Heat, some of the other doings in the NBA, as it is a big NBA free agency Monday. Taz and the Moose with you, CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. And the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news, quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico, go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Let's head out to California, Taz.
Yes.
It's Ted. It's CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Teddy?
Teddy, what's up?
Morning, guys.
Morning.
How you doing, man? What's up?
I was just listening to all these big changes in the first 24 hours of free agency, and I'm just kind of missing the old days when players would stay where they go or where they've been, right?
Right.
This is, I think it's interesting to talk about in the short term, but in the long term, I think it's bad for the NBA and it's bad for the players themselves because their brand is diluted. You know, I mean, you buy a Kobe Bryant jersey, you buy a number 8 with the Lakers. You know, you buy a Michael Jordan jersey, you buy a number 23 with the Bulls or, you know, now they're not tied to any team. I mean, everybody just moves year after year. And I think it's tough for the fans, especially sort of the casual fans like me. And in the long run, players make money right away. But down the road, whose jerseys? What jersey are you going to buy for LeBron?
Right, you almost could lose track. What team? What guy played for? And what year? To the point you make it, and you do see it in you know all sports now. Well, I remember when I was young, I mean, baseball players, guys would stay at one team like forever. You know that, Moose. I mean,
yeah.
I remember like they would, and you know, even in the NFL, you would see guys would stay at one team to Ted's point. You know what? So I get your drift.
I get the frustration. Yeah. Unfortunately, it's just a sign of the times. And if you want to look at the NBA in particular with, you know, these Supermax deals, you know, an argument, if you go ahead 2 years, right, where Giannis is set to make a Supermax contract where the Bucks can offer him 5 years and around $250 million plus, where he'd be making, on average, $50 million a year. You can't afford to pay everybody.
Right.
Once you decide to make that decision to pay him, you're not going to be able to go pay, even with the cap going up, you're not going to be able to afford to pay everybody. And even if you did extend yourself, you're going to be paying so much. Think about this. I mean, we were saying it before. You know, the Golden State Warriors, they maxed out Klay Thompson. If they maxed out Kevin Durant, I mean, they'd be paying over $1 billion in penalties over the length of that deal. I mean, you know, for the Golden State Warriors, that's a lot of cash that you're going to be laying out. Not saying, listen, they wanted Durant back, but it's unfortunately just the sign of the times. I know you don't love it. You'd love to see players locked into your organization for the entirety of their careers. It's just not the way it is anymore. It's just not.
Ted, I'm just curious. Ted, are you a Clippers fan, Lakers? I'm just assuming because you're in California. Is that one of your teams?
I'm a Dubs fan.
Okay.
A Warriors fan. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, a convert, though. Admittedly, I used to be a Lakers fan, but I moved up.
All right.
Southern California.
Changed teams. Hey, we have something in common, buddy. I used to be a New York Jets fan.
I'm a
Buffalo Bill fan. I get attacked here at work every day about it. So I appreciate
that. That never would have happened in the old days, I don't think.
Well, you know, you're probably right. You're probably right, Ted, and you're probably right. And we appreciate the call. See, Ted, see, people do change teams. See, fans do that. Except here in New York. It really doesn't happen.
Well, he moved.
I'm a rarity.
I mean, he moved. So, and he went from a storied franchise to someone that's got a little bit of history in Golden State, but didn't exactly become that. So, I mean, that's fine. He's a Warrior fan now.
That's great.
He's a little bit of a convert. But, yeah. I mean, you look at that. You look at the point that he is making. I mean, I know you don't love to see the movement, but for the NBA fan, it is exciting. And I'm sorry if you buy a jersey. If you buy a jersey, you have to have the understanding it's probably not going to be a lifelong jersey. That guy's probably not going to be there for the entirety of his career for a number of different factors. And one of them being, you know, financial security someplace else.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, it is exciting, but to the point that Ted's making, it is exciting, but and that excitement lasts, okay, 48 hours. Okay, you're happy. Like, so Mike's a big Net fan, right? So, of course, he's fired up that they're going to have a very good team, very exciting team. With Irving, once Durant gets there in a year, you know, and the pieces that are added to that team, yeah, you lose Russell, but, you know, you're gaining so much. You got DeAndre Jordan, good player, you know, now coming in there with a $40 million deal, four-year deal. And so you're excited right now, right? You're excited right now, but then it's like once that honeymoon ends, like, all right, this is our team. Let's see what happens. Then, you know, you got to wait. So it's not like you're – it's not like you're building these dynasties. I think that's the point the caller was making too. You know,
you're right about that. You know what and I mean? If you're a Brooklyn Net fan, you're excited for another reason, Taz. That you know we haven't chatted about this morning. You know, all them even with the ramifications of Irving and Durant is that there are not many destination places in the NBA. And what I mean by that is places that guys are willing to go to even take a little bit less money to go to, right?
Yeah.
The Lakers might be one of them. You know, way back when Miami was, Cleveland with LeBron James was no longer, right? The Brooklyn Nets are now the destination place in New York.
Right.
And you can't argue any bit differently. They just are. The Knicks are not. The Brooklyn Nets are. And even though the Knicks fan wants to scream and holler and talk about Madison Square Garden being the Mecca, see, it's more than just Kyrie and Kevin Durant because you also got to remember next year in free agency, they've got a young player in Caris LeVert, right? They added a veteran like DeAndre Jordan. They added Garrett Temple as well, who's going to be a rotation player for them. Both of them signed to two-year contracts. is that when the Nets are a championship-caliber team, Taz, and if Kevin Durant's healthy, they will be next year. Mm. There will be other veterans that are willing to come and play with the Brooklyn Nets to try and help them win a championship.
Yeah.
It feeds the beast.
Yeah.
It just does. And that's the most jaw-dropping thing as a lifelong Knicks fan is that the Brooklyn Nets are a destination place for free agents, and the Knicks are still viewed as a laughingstock.
Absolutely. And you could, again, we talked earlier about the
I mean, think about that. Right. I can't believe I just said that.
But you're right. Well, you're honest, though, and I respect that. I mean, and for those that don't know, that aren't from, you know, the Tri-State area, maybe you've never been to Brooklyn, New York, just to give you a feel, that area where the Barclays Center is, where the Nets play, you know, that's become, over the years, a very trendy area, as you know, of Brooklyn.
Yeah,
it's beautiful. There's really cool restaurants.
They've really built Brooklyn up.
They've really I mean, I grew up not far from where Barclays, now Barclays wasn't there when I grew up. And it was not trendy, and it was not the place to be. But over time, that part of Brooklyn, as for those people, a lot of people listen to us, as you know, or not, they never been to that area.
Yep.
It's a very trendy, cool place. You know, you're not in Manhattan, you're in a borough, you know, or outside, you're in Brooklyn, but it's a cool feel. And Barclays is an amazing building, as you know. And so, yeah, does it have the cachet and a worldwide, is it the world's most famous arena like the Garden? No, but that don't mean the hill of beans because the better players are not going to play at the Garden. They're going to play at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn.
They are, and you're right about Brooklyn, Taz. A lot has changed in Brooklyn in the last 20, 25 years.
Big time, man. And you can't even afford to live in that area. Like,
no.
Back in the day, you didn't want to live in that
area.
Well,
back in the day, you wanted to be careful where you were going, what
dangerous.
Time of the day
That's
you were
right.
going to certain areas in Brooklyn. Now it's a case of people are leaving New York City to go live in Brooklyn.
Correct. And as you know, that arena, that Barclays Center,
yeah.
That place that's really picked up the economy in the area and all the
stores that are in the area, business owners, storefronts, restaurants, as I'm saying, all these cool, trendy places. It's a really cool place. It's accessible with public transportation right in there, you know, for those that aren't taking an Uber or driving and parking, which is hellacious.
Oh, yeah, it is.
But it's, you know, but still, it's a really cool spot. So, you know, it's a trendy thing. It's kind of cool, man. You know, so as a Brooklyn guy, I think it's great, even though I'm not a Nets fan. But
you know, I get it, but it's great to see, you know, a place you grew up has become the hotbed.
Yeah,
it certainly is.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. No doubt. We got the three coming your way next on a big Monday morning. It's Taz and the Moose with you right here, CBS Sports Radio.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.